Racco Welch passed away, and that reminded me that I met her in the late 80s.
Racco?
Raquel. Welch. Sorry.
I thought the other name was funnier. You did meet her. How was she? What kind of a person was she?
I met her in the late 80s. Maybe it was, yeah, like 88, 89. And I can't remember if she was in a movie or she was part of a, maybe it was some promotion. And I remember MTV said, oh, you should go there and make it, you know, you should go and see what's going on or something. I didn't know what it was. It was very early on at MTV when I still lived in the city.
Did she make a pass at you?
No, she was really very quiet, very docile, like just almost like, you know, almost didn't say anything. And she must have been like 50 or early 50s then. Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing that I noticed. She and this is going to sound weird, but, you know, it's the only story I have about Raquel Welch. I'll never get to tell it again. Just like Christina Applegate, she had a layer of fur, a fuzz, like all over her face and her arms, very light, very, you know, like bleach probably. Just fur, like her face.
She's
had
furry.
Yeah, her face had fuzz on it, and I remember going, "Wow, that's kind of interesting." And the same thing happened to me when I met Christina Applegate at the MTV Awards one time. Yeah, there's some women have fur.